Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 4th of May, 2011. So, for those of you in the UK, at least, I hope you've been enjoying the wonderful bank holiday weekends that we've been having over the last couple of weeks. In fact, as I record this now, I'm in the middle of one of them. So we had the Good Friday and the bank holiday Monday throughout Easter. And then the following week, we also got a bank holiday Friday because of the wonderful royal wedding, and then also a bank holiday on the Monday. So I'm actually in the middle of that right now, and it's so great because it gives me lots of reasons not to work, namely because I can't see any clients, no one can come and see me when it's a bank holiday, and lots of stuff is shut, so it's a really good excuse to actually have a little bit of relaxing time. Now, of course, it's never quite like that in the world of Gemma Bailey, because life goes on and stuff still needs to get done. So I've actually been spending the bank holiday putting together some wonderful new stuff for you guys out there. The first thing, and this is a bit of a work in progress in that it might take me a while to get this one completed, but exciting news, our hypnotherapy training program, Transforming Minds, is going to be put into a home study program. Now, what that means is that it will have all of the components that you would get on the real life training. However, it will be available to those of you who are not based in the UK and perhaps overseas, or perhaps don't yet have the finances to be able to complete the entire course and actually coming along for the training. So it's definitely going to be a cheaper option. It will be made up of the same manual that we use on the actual training, and it will be made up of the slideshow that we use on the actual training, which will be given to you in the format of DVDs with me giving the teachings that I would give if you were there in front of me alongside the PowerPoint slideshow. So it's very exciting. I've started to put that into place already. I have done a huge section of it yesterday. And once it's good to go, I'll let you know, because I know that some of you out there will be very interested in undertaking that program. And it's a certification program. So what we offer with TFM usually is that if you complete parts one and two of the live in the room training, is that you achieve a certification level qualification. And then if you do all three parts, then you then move up to the diploma level. Now, because we won't actually see you in the room doing the practical side of things, we're not going to give out a diploma level certification. However, because you will be doing some of the theory involved, we will be giving out certificates for those of you who complete all three elements of the home study program and the test papers that go with them. So watch this space on that. More news on that to follow shortly. There's also a new program coming up, and for those of you on the mailing list, you'll get to hear about this first, but just as a quick heads up, I'm going to be putting together a mentoring group for those of you who are therapists, for those of you who are perhaps hypnotherapists or NLP practitioners who see clients but have not yet been able to leave your day job, because I've now kind of cracked that code and have really got that side of my business up and running now, I think it would be useful for me to share that with you. So I'm going to be holding an event sometime in the next, I can't think when it's scheduled in for, so sometime in the next 8 weeks, where I will be inviting you along for a day to find out some of the basics of the marketing. And when I say basics, I mean foundation stuff. So there's a lot of information that I can give you. We won't be able to cover it all in one day, but you'll certainly have enough information to make a significant impact on the amount of money you're making in your business as a therapist or as a coach. And it will definitely get you on the right track to be being able to quit the day job. So that's my aim of that day. Those of you who are signed up to the People Building newsletter, you will get to hear about it first. So if that's something that you know you're going to be interested in and you're not on the newsletter yet, make sure you head on over to the People Building website to sign up to the mailing list and find out more about it. And then lastly, I think the website's been updated since I spoke to you last, in that we now have a lovely new video on the homepage, which you must go and see, with me inviting you along to the People Building free event. Our next one now is on the 28th of May, and I think it might be fully booked already, but you can always check in with Sophie at the office just to be doubly sure. There will be another one in June. And it's a great day. It's a great day of finding out some of the basics of NLP and hypnotherapy and to start getting an understanding of how you can take control of your own mind. It's of particular use to those of you who are not yet qualified in NLP and who are interested in gaining a qualification. It sort of gives you some idea of what there is to follow. So I'd strongly recommend that you sign up to attend, and to do so, just visit the homepage of the People Building website. So all the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. You'll see the sign up form on there where you will be able to get a little bit more information. Now, what have we got coming up on the show today? Well, let me tell you. Today I have an article for you called How to Reduce Stress. Evil, wicked stress. Now we've done loads of stuff on stress in the past, and I guess, you know, this is something that I can never get tired of sharing with you, because it's something that us as human beings generally, we really have challenges in being able to balance this and get this right, because we need it and we also don't want too much of it. It motivates us, and it can also be the thing that prevents us from getting out of bed on time in the mornings. So it's something that there's always going to be more information about stress coming through, and it's always going to be useful for me to remind you about some of the simplest ways in which you can begin to reduce stress in your lives. Ultimately, stress kills people, you know, so if you don't get your head around how to manage this properly, it can be very dangerous for you. So it's important that you're managing this properly, and that you've got some tricks up your sleeve to be able to act against it, you know, that you'll be able to take some action. So when we come back after the break, we will be looking at ways in which you can quite simply begin to reduce your levels of stress. Quick break now. When we come back, we'll be jumping straight into it. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack. Plus, you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP, and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Right then, stress heads, let's have a look at the ways in which we can begin to reduce stress. Remember that everything I share with you now on the People Building podcast can be found in written format on the People Building website. Just hop on over there. If you scroll over resources, the little drop-down box will pop up. Click on articles and you'll see the most up-to-date article, which will correspond with the content of this podcast. If you want the written format delivered directly to your email inbox, you just need to be signed up to the People Building newsletter. All right, how to reduce stress? Well, let's just say a life without stress, any stress whatsoever, would be a dull life. Because stress is our natural way to respond to the challenges that show up for us in our lives. However, a lot of the stress in our lives is unnecessary and can easily be eliminated by taking a few simple steps. The first step is to identify what causes you to feel stress. Now, ultimately, the ultimate NLP response to that is you cause yourself to feel stress. And I was explaining this to a girl the other day who, God love her, she's only about 14 years old. And she said that when her grades drop at school, her mum says, "Let me go get all of your previous grade books. Let's see what's going on here. How are the grades dropping? We need to be able to get this sorted. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get a good job in your life." All this kind of stuff. Mum starts to get very stressed out. And what the daughter said to me was, it puts a lot of pressure on me when mum starts to behave in that way. And I said to her, I hear what you're saying. And you need to start to understand that the pressure you feel is a choice. Now that might sound a little bit crazy, but we know that mum's not coming over with buckets of concrete that she's piling up on your shoulders. So there's nothing physically putting pressure on you. The pressure comes from the way that you're thinking about what mum is saying. And if you could think differently, you might have a choice to not feel that pressure. And she looked at me a little bit confused and I said, listen, let's pretend that I'm you. I cope really well with that kind of stuff because I know mind ninja tricks. It's really easy for me to do that. So let's pretend that I'm you and mum says to me, you need to start getting better grades. You're never going to get a good job in the future otherwise. Do I have the choice to not feel that pressure? And first of all, she went, no. And I said, no, 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 but you're thinking about it as if you were you. If it was me, can I manage that situation in a different way and not get stressed out about it and be able to say, I'm sorry you feel that way, mum, but just not feel any pressure at all? And she went, yes, I think you could. And I said, so we know then that mum isn't causing you to feel pressured. The way you are thinking about what mum says causes you to feel pressured. And if you could choose to think about things differently, you would have a choice to not feel pressured anymore. And you could see the kind of light bulb going on in her head. And she sort of went, oh, okay, so what you're saying is that that pressure is my own responsibility. And I was like, yes, hallelujah. And the angel started to sing at that point. And it's the same thing. The reason I'm telling you this is because it's the same thing with this stress. I know this article says the first step is to identify what causes you stress. The bottom line is it's never anything on the outside that causes you to feel stress. It's your perception of what's going on in the outside world that causes you to feel stress. And is there some stuff that we can do to help prevent that happening? Yes, there is. That's why this article is here. So, first step, take 10 minutes to think about what happens in your day-to-day life that stresses you out. Can it be eliminated? For example, if you're always late for work, could you get up earlier so you're not stressed about being late? If it's something you can't eliminate, is there a way of making it less stressful? So this is then when we can start to take control back, even if it's something that we cannot control. We can control our thinking. Maybe there's a different way of thinking about it that will help make it less stressful. Perhaps just being aware of what causes you stress can begin to develop strategies to make things less stressful or eliminate the stress altogether. Secondly, don't procrastinate. It's always easier to think, I'll do it tomorrow, But mysteriously, tomorrow never comes. And before you know it, the project that you were supposed to hand in to your boss 2 weeks ago and could have got started then is suddenly due in just 1 hour's time. So, think of something that motivates you. Maybe having a less stressful life is a goal you would like to achieve, in which case by getting things done on time, you will find that you are not so stressed about work and projects as your workload will seem smaller and therefore much more manageable for you. Another step is to get organized. Clutter can cause stress. Do you find that your work desk is always covered with various bits of paper? Half of which you probably don't even need. If this resonates with you, then you should definitely follow this step. Start by removing all the items on your desk. Put them into neat piles on the floor. Clean your desk. Isn't it amazing how big and shiny it can be when you do that? Wouldn't it be nice to see it like that a little bit more often? You could file the papers away. Make the top of your desk as minimalistic as you possibly can. A clear desk and home creates a clear and stress-free mind. And guess what, guys? The same goes for the desktop on your computer. It's called a desktop. So get rid of all those little icons that you're not using anymore. All of those documents that you don't need. Clear out the recycling bin that's on your desktop. All that kind of stuff is going to really help. Adapt the stressor. By looking at the stressor in a more positive way, you can change how you feel about it. For example, instead of being stuck in a traffic jam and thinking about how annoying it is and how late you're going to be, you could maybe look at it as an opportunity to sit there, listen to some music, regroup your thoughts, or just enjoy some time alone. Quite often when I'm stuck in traffic, I end up doing little voice memos to myself because I get some of my best ideas then. And lastly, and most importantly, exercise. Some of you may think you don't have the time, but it's so easy to incorporate into your daily life. Go for a walk. Take the stairs instead of the lift. Not only is exercise great for relieving stress, it also helps you to eliminate the stress building up in the first place.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
People Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. All right, so we've now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everybody else now, it is time for us to do some stress relief. So just as soon as you're ready, I want you to lay back, relax, and close your eyes. And begin to imagine yourself as if you were in your favorite place in nature. Now that could, of course, be a peaceful tropical beach somewhere. It could be a lovely old garden. Or you could imagine laying back on a boat and sailing on a beautiful river. You could be in an enchanted forest or floating on a cloud. It doesn't matter where you are, as long as it's somewhere that feels good for you to be. And when you have that place in mind, close your eyes and begin to allow your body to comfortably relax. Allowing that relaxation to massage and move around your scalp and head. around the eyes, into the cheekbones, behind your ears and into your jaw, and all the way down the back of your neck. And it's as if the neck is letting go of the head. That relaxation now, drifting and flowing through your neck and into your shoulders, down the arms and into the hands and the fingers, letting go of any tension there. That relaxation moving through the spine, down through the chest and into the stomach, and the tummy and the hips, and then the thighs can comfortably relax. Relaxing, releasing any tension. Moving down through the legs, through the calves, into the feet, and all the way down to the tips of your toes. Allowing that stress and tension to drain away through the soles of your feet. Totally and completely, comfortably relax now. And just take a few moments to enjoy that feeling. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open, wide awake now, and a lovely big stretch to get your body back ready for working order. All right, thanks very much for listening, everybody. The next show will be on Wednesday, the 18th of May, 2011. I very much look forward to speaking to you then. In the meantime, have a great couple of weeks, and let me know if you have any requests for the show and the topics that are coming up throughout the summer. We're looking for a new summer series, as it happens, after the success of the 7 Deadly Sins last year. So let me know. It's gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. listeners. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.